Shaking hands with all my friends. You know I'm a fool.
Hi there, welcome to our Soul Food Broadcast, a ministry of Calvary Chapel, Princeton, West Virginia.
When Jesus was around 12, they lost him one time. As you can see, that started happening early on in his life. He had a rough childhood. That's just how it is. On December the 9th, 1965, something special happened. On that day, 52 years ago, CBS first broadcast the Charlie Brown Christmas special. In a world where the latest and greatest technology is outdated in a matter of months, and social media trends come and go in a matter of days, 52 years of anything is significant and meaningful. I'm a fan of all things nostalgic and Christmas, and so when the two are combined, I'm hooked. And the Charlie Brown Christmas special falls squarely into that category. It's odd that something as frivolous as a Christmas cartoon can plumb the depths of what Christmas is really all about. It's amazing how a cartoon show has proved to be so unforgettable. Things like Schroeder playing Jingle Bells on the piano for Lucy, Sally writing Santa a letter that ends with, "Make it easy on yourself, just send money." Or Charlie Brown seeing his sad little tree collapse under the weight of one ornament and then saying, "I killed it." And of course, Linus, sucking his thumb and clenching his ever-present security blanket from which he cannot bear to be separated. Now, if you don't remember the plot to this story, here's a good summary. Charlie Brown complains about the overwhelming materialism of the season. In the special, Charlie Brown is so frustrated because his friends are putting on a Christmas pageant that perpetuates the modern consumerism that has absorbed the holiday. Charlie Brown at one point gets in a funk and laments, "I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy." And so he goes on a search for the reason behind what we are doing here this morning. So Lucy suggested to recover the Christmas spirit that Charlie Brown should direct the Christmas play. Charlie Brown agrees, and to help restore the proper spirit, he finds a truly pathetic-looking tree to bolster the season. But it takes Linus to help everyone to learn about the real reason while we celebrate Christmas. When Charlie Brown finally shouts for someone to give him the true meaning of Christmas, the diminutive Linus takes the stage. I love his speech at the end of the show, and it warms my heart every time that I see it. In his quiet, soft voice, Linus quotes the story of Jesus' birth from Luke 2. It reads, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Linus then walks over to his beleaguered friend and says, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." Now, if you are sufficiently cultured, you know that Linus is known as the younger brother of Lucy Van Pelt and for being rather intelligent. But he's also known for something else, his ever-present security blanket. Linus carries his blanket everywhere. He is never seen without that blanket. And even though his blanket remains a source of ridicule for the otherwise mature and thoughtful Linus, he refuses to give it up. It's the innocent version of a crack pipe. Now, of course, people try to stop him from carrying his blanket around, but they can't seem to pry it out of his hands. Linus walks around everywhere carrying that blue blanket. And although Linus is a very smart and mature character in the series, he still holds on to the blanket like his world is about to end. But if we remember Linus on stage, we probably weren't watching his blanket very closely. Because if we were, we would notice that midway through the speech, he lets go of his blanket. To be exact, he lets go of his blanket when at the exact moment he utters the words, "Fear not." And then he simply drops it. This is a huge deal. Have you ever tried to separate a kid from their security blanket? It is not pretty. But Linus drops his blanket on his own during that part of the Christmas story. In that climactic scene when Linus shares what Christmas is all about, he drops his security blanket. And I'm now convinced that this was intentional. Looking at it now, it's pretty clear what Charles Schulz was saying. And it's so simple, it is brilliant. It is a perfect moment in a classic Christmas cartoon and a profound insight. And it is this. Jesus renders security blankets unnecessary. Because Jesus certainly displaces our needs to cling to the filthy rags of lesser comforts. You see, it is not possible to confess the fear not of the good tidings of great joy while also clutching surrogate security. What does that mean to us this morning? The birth of Christ can separate us from our fears. His birth frees us from the habits we are unable or unwilling to break on our own. The birth of Jesus simply allows us to drop the false security that we have been grasping so tightly all of our lives, and to learn to trust and cling to him instead. To Linus, that blanket is what keeps him safe in the world. And yet, at that crucial moment, he gives it up. And let's be honest this morning, since we're in church and all. The shepherd in Luke's telling of the nativity had every reason to be scared that night. Here they are, out on an evening to take care of their sheep. It's an evening like every other evening they've ever had. And then out of nowhere, an angel appears to them. And this angel tells them to fear not. Those have to be the craziest words ever uttered in all of Scripture. What are you supposed to do when someone just pops into existence out of thin air? Of course you're going to be afraid. It's just a natural reaction that you have no control over. It's like when I'm delivering mail and I come up on a barking and snarling dog and the owner tells me, "Don't act afraid. He can sense fear. Remain calm or he'll rip your throat out." Listen, that has turned into Charles Stanley. But anyway, listen, the world of 2017 can be a scary place. And most of us find ourselves tempted to grasp something temporal for security, no matter what that might be. Essentially, 2017, we live in a world where it is very hard for us to fear not. But in the midst of fear and insecurity, this simple cartoon image from 1965 continues to live on as an inspiration for us to seek true peace and true security. It is in the one place that it has always been and always will be able to be found in. Now, you may remember that after Linus has his speech, he does pick up his blanket again once he is done. And this is true for us also. When we realize who God is and what his son has done for us, we will drop the blanket. But then life continues to happen, and we can be tempted to pick it up once again. So I'm not saying that life is easy. And I'm not saying that you won't pick up your blanket from time to time. Linus does. I certainly have at times. Trusting God is very difficult sometimes. Not trusting Him in some ways is way easier. And that's why most of us came in here this morning with a security blanket of our own. Or two. Or three. Or perhaps so many of them are hanging over your shoulders, you can barely move freely anymore. And you just wish you could take a breath and spread your arms one more time. If the gospel that we proclaim this morning is true, then you can. If it's not true, we should probably keep clutching our blankets and even piling up a few more just for safety's sake. But if God in Christ has won the victory, then we can fear not. We can let go. We can receive the good tidings and drop the blanket. And if you've seen A Charlie Brown Christmas, you may remember that at the end of the show, the children gather around that pathetic-looking tree, and Linus actually wraps a security blanket at the base of the tree as a tree skirt. And all the kids sing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Linus is able to leave that blanket at the foot of the tree because he now knows that it is Jesus whom he can trust. The blanket is laid down so he can worship Jesus fully, who takes away all of his fears. He no longer needs to hold on to that blanket. He can worship Jesus without holding on to something that gives him a false sense of security. Linus leaves his blanket at the foot of the tree. We should do the same. Not a Christmas tree covered in lights, but the tree where the light of the world hung so we would no longer have to be afraid. As we worship Jesus this morning and celebrate His birth, we too are reminded to lay down those things that give us a sense of false security. We all have something in our lives that we hold on to for dear life, thinking that it gives us hope in the midst of fear or uncertainty. Things like money or accomplishments, a house, a car, a specific person, a specific goal in life. No matter what it is, all those things will, at one time or another, fall short. Only Jesus, the Savior born to us, gives us true security. We are able to fear not because He has things under control. He died for us so we could live a life free of fear and guilt, so we could be free of our fear and uncertainty, whatever the future may hold for any of us. No matter what happens, we know that as Jesus' followers, we will have eternal life with Him. And so the birth of the Christ is the beginning of that fear not story. Just as the angels told the shepherds, "Fear not, Jesus is born," we hear that for Linus, and we hear that for us. We don't have to hold on to the things that we thought would give us security anymore. I'll end with a story that I recently read. On Sunday, June 18, 1944, Martin Lloyd-Jones ascended the pulpit like he did every Sunday in London. But this was in the middle of World War II, where the German Luftwaffe rained down hell from the sky every day. On that Sunday, Jones began to pray, even though you could hear the whine of the planes overhead. He continued to pray his pastoral prayer. He only paused when the sound of the planes were too loud to be heard over. That's when a bomb hit near the church. Debris rained down upon the whole congregation. There was an air of panic among them. What would the pastor do? With the sirens blaring, Lloyd-Jones continued to pray. When he was done, he told the congregation if they would like to move to the gallery for safety, they were welcome to do so. A deacon dusted off the pulpit and then sat down. The good pastor then continued his sermon. That's impressive, isn't it? In the face of death, where fear made perfect sense, instead he stood his ground. Now he might have been scared, but I believe he knew there was a power that would take care of him no matter what happened. I like to think that Linus dropped his blanket because at that moment, he had no more fear. The question for us this morning is, can we? We need not fear, for God is with us. That's what Emmanuel means. So, thanks be to God. Drop your blanket and Merry Christmas. But before we leave, I would like for us to watch the clip that we covered today, and that will be our dismissal.